Get the latest team news, promotional information, video features, and much more anytime. You can browse the Bisons official website. It's bisons.com. And don't forget, you can also purchase those tickets for opening day. It's at 3:05 this Thursday afternoon. The 2011 Hot Stove edition of Inside the Herd will continue conversations from Port St. Lucie. There were a number of offensive categories that Buffalo's offense restructured in the record book last year, and one included the single three-homer game. Jeff Manto, Dusty Wathan, they were the only ones that could hold that acclaim until Valentino Piscucci blasted three in a single game last June. The veteran, expected to arrive with the team, thinks hitters and pitchers are in great form leaving Port St. Lucie.
Yeah, I think a lot of guys are getting ready to go, getting their innings in, getting their at-bats, and everybody's getting excited to get up to Buffalo and get this thing rolling.
You hear so many guys talk about getting those ABs in. You spend hours upon hours doing the cages. Games after games line up. What's the difference between going through the motions down here and finally getting that first pitch underway?
It's just, basically getting your timing down. You get in there, you're facing guys throwing instead of a live coach, throwing your BP or doing flips in the cage. You have to get on the field, get that game speed in, and that just gets you ready to go for that day one when you get there. You're not, you feel like you're on time. Hopefully you did all your work you need to do, and you feel comfortable in the box and just go out there and play.
You got a little bit of bad news last season coming out of Mets camp, and you had to wait to rejoin the organization when you signed on out of independent ball. Do things seem a little bit more solidified right now?
I hope so. These guys, I've had a good relationship with Adam Wogan in the past, and he's always been a fan of mine, and we got along good. And like I said, I was gone for a couple weeks last year, but they brought me right back. These guys know what I could do, and I got to show a little bit of that last year in Buffalo, come in and do well when I get the chance. And just kind of the same thing going in. I think they still have a few decisions to make on who's all going to be there, but looking forward to who's going to be there, and going out, we're going to have a good team either way.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about the team because you were part of both experiences. It looks like this team's going to be a little bit younger.
Yeah, we should be a little bit younger, but it brings a little excitement too. You got some guys, we're going to have a little more speed, I think, this year out there, and just guys looking forward to get out there and make another mark on Buffalo, getting ready to have some guys have a shot to get back to the big leagues, and I think we have a good team out there.
How many stolen bases are you predicting in that team speed for yourself?
I think I'm going to go for about five this year.
I'm going
to get back. Last year, I think it was the first year I had the donut hole. And back in the past, I used to have a few here and there, so I'm going to throw five out there this year.
I know Tuff likes to be aggressive. Five stolen bases for Valentino Piscucci, and an outstanding high watermark for you. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'm a five, and anything after that's just a bonus.
There you go. The catching corps and the first base corps are going to lead the stolen base race, but there is a lot of excitement in it, and really a genuine camaraderie that seems to be developing here early in camp.
Yeah, there's a lot of good guys. A lot of guys know each other from either playing with each other last year or, there's a few guys that played on different teams together, and everybody comes in and, everybody gels together and go out and play. You guys all got the same jersey on and playing against somebody else, so go out and get together and try to go get a W.
We get used to watching and seeing a lot of the position players and how they line up. What about the pitching? Who's impressed you here?
Different guy. G came out. He came down from big league camp. He did his normal stuff, going out throwing strikes. And breaking pitches over. The guys are just coming in, and we've actually had pretty good. We haven't had a lot of walks. The guys just getting in there, challenging guys. Here it is. And that's good for your defense, too. It keeps them in the game, getting ground balls and getting the game moving.
Awesome, Scooch. We can't wait to move north, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Bison fans saw Dylan Owen serve in both roles for the pitching staff last year. While getting a pair of promotions from Binghamton, he served primarily as a starter in his 10 games before coming out of the bullpen in his final three appearances. 2011, looking like he'll start back in the pen in a more defined role while breaking camp.
I'd like to say that I got my experience in, and I know what to expect, so I'm ready to get up there and try it again and make sure that I have a better contact with the team this year.
Position players seemingly say this length of spring training is always designed to help the pitchers. You're obviously a pitcher. Where you feel now just days away from opening day?
I played winter ball this year, so obviously my arm's, I threw about 45 innings this year, so my arm's very healthy right now. And I say it is good for the pitchers because we're always throwing every other day, running every other day. So it's definitely our pitchers get in shape, our arms are in shape, so we're healthy going into the season.
What were you working on this offseason and then tuning up for spring training?
I just wanted to go down there and get some innings early, and I just wanted to work on my fastball command and also my changeup and just go out and put up zeros.
Working as a starting pitcher, working as a reliever, you're obviously looking for the results. What kind of mentality has had to shift as you make a change from a starter to a reliever?
I wouldn't say there's much different mentality, just kind of getting ready earlier. and faster than where you have, you know, 30 minutes before the game to get loose and stuff. But other than that, you still you have the same mindset going out and helping the team out, putting up zeros and just keeping us in the game.
This time is always a little bit of cabin fever, I think, for all the players. Where are you at when it comes to turn to really get the season started?
I just want to go out strong. You know, I want to be consistent throughout the whole season. You know, not, I mean, bad starts have come, you know, throughout the year, but I just want to make sure that I have good start. If I'm in the bullpen, that I come out and have, you know, every outing consistently good, and instead of, you know, a bad one here, a bad one there again, and, you know, I just want to make sure it's consistent this year.
For you, would you rather just have know that you're going to go in as a starter and throw every fifth day, or do you mind kind of jumping back and forth between those roles?
It really doesn't matter to me. I'm the kind of guy that as long as I'm pitching, I'm happy. As long as I got the ball in my head, I'm happy. So I've done both. I just started doing relieving here, so it's kind of different. But, I mean, I still enjoy it. It's just the same. You have the same mentality out there. So,
well, best of luck. We'll see you in a couple of days.
Yeah, thank you.
Dylan Owen spent a lot of time at AA with third baseman Zach Lutz last season. The Reading, Pennsylvania native got a shot to appear at AAA for the first time in Buffalo, just around the corner from friends and family.
It was great going to Buffalo. It's only a few hours from my house, and you know, I had a lot of friends and family come and come watch me play, show a lot of support. And you know, our first road trip was to Lehigh Valley, which is only 30 minutes from where I live. So I had a lot of you know, friends and family come out and show support.
Any friends and family come down to spring training to watch you play in the big league stadium?
Yeah, actually, my dad was my college coach, and they bring their team down the spring trip to Fort Pierce to play an inside game series down there. So they brought the whole team over to watch me play. So,
what's the spring been like for you? With the more obviously in the big league experience, being over there on that side, and then getting a chance to play significant innings.
Yeah, you know, just learning new things every day. You know, showing up to the ballpark, and just, you know, being over at third base with a guy like David Wright, you know, an all-star. Just being around him, you know, picking his brain and just trying to learn new information every day.
What's the one or maybe even two things that you're going to take from talking to David Wright, being over there in spring, to this season in Buffalo?
Just basically just having fun. You know, even if I'm 0-4, you know, instead of dwelling on that, you know, just, I mean, I can't change the past. You know, just got to look past it and you know, just move forward. And basically, we said just go out and have fun and just, you know, you're playing a game for your job, so just go out and enjoy it.
We talked about your health last year a little bit as well. You were on the rebound at that time. How are you feeling right now after going through nearly 8 weeks of spring training?
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the best I've felt in a long time. You know, I did a lot of rehab in the off season because I was down in instructs getting ready to go play winter ball, and I messed up my foot again. But, you know, everything's 100% now, so I'm ready to go.
Well, best of luck. We'll see you in a couple of days.
All right, thank you.
Like Lutz, John Lujan received a call from the B-Mets, a pair of trips actually to Buffalo while racking up 31 appearances, and he finished the season tied for first in finishing 19 games. Re-signing with the Mets had a bonus chance this spring. He took his talents to the big stadium and performed with a spring invite.
Yeah, I felt like I got some good things done up there and made a lot of good impressions, and you know, just came in healthy and strong, and just, you know, kind of put myself on the map, I guess.
When you feel healthy and you feel strong going into a situation like that, what's that do for your confidence?
Just, you know, if your arm feels good, you feel good, you know, just all around. You know, just any ball player, guy goes up to the plate, you know, feeling good, he's probably gonna have a good shot of getting a hit. You know, the same with pitching. You know, you feel good, you're gonna feel confident in all your pitches, and you just, you know, feel like no one can touch you.
No surprise when you made your AAA debut last year, we saw you throw in Pawtucket. I think you registered 99 right off the bat. Is that kind of velocity due to the adrenaline, or is it the arm strength and everything combined?
Well, it was a little bit of both. I mean, definitely it was a nice big crowd up there in Pawtucket, and, you know, they were all, you know, hating me, you know, which kind of gives you a little extra fuel. And, you know, just a little bit of everything, I guess, just a little bit of adrenaline and, you know, partly, you know, feeling good.
Guys can throw hard, but it's all about location and the movement. How is that developing this spring for you?
Well, actually, that's been like the biggest thing I worked on, you know, in the off season, was developing, you know, a two-seam fastball that was moving more. Because, you know, you ask any hitter, they say, hey, what would you rather hit, 98 straight or 92 with sink? They're going to tell you they'd rather face a guy throw 98 straight. So, I mean, it just kind of took all that into consideration and kind of, you know, honed myself in on the zone a little bit.
How big of an adjustment is it for a pitcher? Is it like a batter changing his stance if you go from a four-seam to a two-seam?
No, it's actually quite easy. It's just grip the ball and throw it. You know, just kind of remember to stay inside the ball. It's as easy as going out five times and, you know, trying to find the release point and, you know, see where you're most comfortable with and which side of the ball you want to hold it on.
Slated for a bullpen role, obviously, once again. Is it a closer's mentality for you, or what's the role going to be here in 2011?
Well, I mean, just wherever they put me, you know, I'll be ready to go. And, you know, if it's going to be a two-inning guy set up or closing, whatever it is, I feel like I can do whatever they need me to do.
Are you ready for multiple innings right out of the gate now?
I've done two innings so far here in spring once, but I've also done back-to-back days. So it's just, it all depends on whatever they need it for.
And you're a pretty durable guy anyway, no matter the length of a season.
Oh, yeah. I've always been known to bounce back and, you know, I've never been on the DL or anything like that. So, yeah, it's whatever they need me for.
John Lujan totaled 45 strikeouts in just 37 innings worth of work while throwing for the Herd last year. Trying to avoid strikeouts will be the focus of New Bison's hitting coach, Mike Easler. He's developed tons of talent with the Dodgers, spent the past winter while breaking down tape, but now the hitman has his keen eye on the players in action.
Oh, I'm very excited. We have a lot of talent here, and came from the Dodgers organization, so I've kind of seen their talent from Double A all the way up through the big leagues, and I see much more talent here with the Mets. I tell you, we got some guys that can really swing the bat. Tim Tough is a great leader, you know, and Ricky Bonas is a super pitching coach. Hopefully I'll do the hitting right, and we'll have a lot of fun this year.
Yeah, if all three mesh together, the Bisons are off and rolling so far in spring training. You are actually starting on the job, even in the offseason, looking at a lot of video. How has that helped you prepare for spring training and ultimately then the season?
Oh, tremendous. You know, when I came to big league camp, most of our guys there, Duda, Noon Weiss, Tejada, I seen a lot of them guys on tape, so I kind of got an idea of what they were doing. You know, they're good hitters. You know, they're good plant, you know, foundation hitters. But it's a lot of little things that we do, especially at AAA level, where guys start working the count, throwing all-speed pitches behind in the count. You know, definitely being a good situational hitter, getting runners over. And the guy I've been most impressed with is Zach Lutz, our third baseman. I really, really love his swing, and he's starting to slow the game down a little bit. And if we get him right, I'll tell you, we're going to have a real good, strong ball club.
Yeah, when you get a lot of these young guys together, do they help each other when it's time to put that work ethic in and start to really get the wheels turning?
Well, you know, they all stick together. They like to work. They're young. That's why I really like a young AAA club, you know. You got guys that want to get out there. They're hungry. You know, they want to get to the big leagues, and they know they're just a step away. And hopefully the major league experience I've had as a player and as a, you know, hitting coach, I can bring that to the table with these young guys where I get a lot of respect, a lot of attention, and but these guys work hard, I tell you, and I love working with them. And I'm really just forming a plan for each guy. I mean, we got 2 weeks left approximately in spring training, 10 days, something. And by that time, I have, you know, through, you know, our coordinator, Lamar Johnson and Dave Hudgens, you know, we're going to put together a good game plan for each one, and I'm just going to keep it from year on, from day one on.
How much work goes into developing that plan and taking what you see day by day?
You know, it's a process. A lot of times, you know, as us coaches, we want it to work overnight, but we know, sincerely, it doesn't work every night. It's a, you know, just like Tejada now. He had no load. He wasn't getting his leg back, so therefore his body's going forward. Now we're trying to slow his body down, get that little slight leg kick to load his body to read the ball, to see the ball. Now that's, you know, we just started 2 days ago where I really tried to make an adjustment. And now I can see it. Yesterday I looked at film today. He's starting to make that adjustment. Now we get his hands with his legs. It's little stuff. And it's a process. I figure by the end of April, everybody should be locked in on that plan. End of April.
That'd be 3 weeks of buffer to feel everything out, right?
That's all I need. I don't need no more than that.
Bison's getting ready to take the field at Coca-Cola Field on April the 7th for opening day. When you hear coaches and organizations come up with philosophies that a position needs to be an offensively driven position, does that put more pressure on the hitting coaches at the lower levels, or does that put more pressure on the players?
No, it's not really pressure anywhere, because a kid is what he is. You know, you get a Tejada, we don't want him hitting fly balls, deep, long, looping fly balls. But you get a guy like Zach Lutz and Neuenheis, and you know, Duda, you know, we want them guys to drive the ball. So it's kind of a different approach with different hitters. And that's where I have to devise basically a plan for each hitter, you know. I mean, I want Tyler staying low line drives, Adam staying low line drives. You know, Justin Turner hitting the ball to the right side, hitting behind the runner. Then you got the Scushies and the Sheltons and the power hitters, the outfielder, the corner guys, you know, driving in runs, hitting the ball deep, but not pulling balls. People think, power is always pulling. It's not really pulling. It's just hitting the ball with authority to all fields. And hopefully I can get these guys in their realm. You know, I try to keep them within what they are. You know, you got the leadoff hitters. You got the 8th and 9th hitter, 7th, 8th, 9th hitter. So you're trying to keep them more on the baseball and getting on base to set the stage for the RBI guys.
We're ready for you on the big stage up in Buffalo, all righties.
Looking forward to it. Really am.
Molding that young talent sometimes is an easy task. The harder task is getting through to some of the veteran players. But when I was around the cage, the veterans have adopted to Mike Easler's instruction as well. Russ Adams spent the entire season with Buffalo in 2010 and ended up leading the team with 28 doubles and 46 extra base hits. Adams equally excited about the club arriving this year.
I think our team will probably resemble last year's team a good bit. I know a lot of it has to do with what happens in big league camp over the next week and a half. But I think it's exciting. I think we should have a pretty good lineup. We've got a good mix of younger guys and veteran guys, and we've got a lot of talent that's coming to Buffalo. So hopefully we'll get started on the right foot and have a good season.
When you break camp with seemingly a good team, what kind of shot in the arm is that to kind of rejuvenate you and get you ready for a season?
Yeah, I think it just creates a positive thing. You know, when you know you have talent, you know you have some experience and also some younger guys, like I said, with a lot of talent, expectations should be pretty high, and that's really what you want. You know, come there, everybody's wanting to have a great season individually, but at the same time, to do that, you have to win ball games and be in a good mood, so to speak, throughout the season, and I think we have a good chance to do that.
Last couple of weeks here at spring training, what's put you in a good mood?
Well, you know what? The weather's been unbelievable down here for the entire time. Last year we were in hooded sweatshirts for the first few weeks of spring training, and it's been mid-80s for the entire month. So, it's just been a great spring, and we're looking forward to wrapping it up and heading to Buffalo.
On the field, of course, you may have to pull out a hoodie once you come to Buffalo, so be ready for that just to tip you off. At least we got rid of the snow, so that's the good news. But on the field, what are you really trying to hone in on at the plate and defensively for yourself?
Well, I think just getting prepared each day, getting the right amount of swings in the cage and just trying to have productive days. I'll probably be asked to play a lot of positions, so I'm not exactly sure what my role will be yet. So, moving around, getting as much work as I can in as many positions as I can and just trying to be ready to help the club in any way.
Is that good for you as well, playing as many positions given the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think so. With the situation I'm in, it definitely helps me to be able to move around and do a lot of different things. And hopefully I'll continue to do that and be successful with it.
See you in a couple of days.
All right. Thank you.
Russ finished with a .303 average after the All-Star break, and he wants to continue that form where he left off with the herd from 2010. 2011 is right around the corner. You can be assured of the best seats at the Yard by getting them online at Bisons.com. Purchase and print your tickets for opening day. It's this Thursday at 3:05. Coming up, we've got plenty more conversations still ahead, including what's new at the ballpark. When you print out those tickets, grab them, come through the gates, what are you going to be able to see? Well, there's plenty to see, especially with a massive video board, but there's plenty behind the scenes happening as we prepare for opening day. We're coming right back on the Bisons Baseball Network.